A quick note before I read the gospel lesson. This reading takes place on the day of resurrection, the day Jesus rose from the dead. And then it will continue into the next Sunday, which is why this reading is read every Sunday after Easter in all three cycles of our lectionary. When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jewish authorities, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." But Thomas, who was called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands and put my finger in the mark of the nails and put my hand in his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing, you may have life in his name. The Apostle Thomas has been known for centuries as Doubting Thomas. Countless sermons, including some of my own over the years, have said that Thomas has been treated unfairly. But now I'm not so sure. I think it's very fair to call him Doubting Thomas. His doubt was real. And it's helpful for us to know that someone who spent 3 years in person with Jesus still doubted. And it's more important for us to know, having heard this reading, that Jesus doesn't condemn Thomas for doubting. He came to Thomas and he gave him peace. With all my heart, I believe that this means that as believers, as disciples in the 21st century, we have no right to judge or condemn anyone for doubting. Our calling is to bless them, as Jesus did, with peace. And after Thomas received the peace of Christ, he gave a powerful statement of faith. In fact, this has been, since my childhood, one of my favorite prayers. My Lord and my God. The late Lutheran pastor, writer, and amazing storyteller, Walter Wongeren Jr., has long been one of my favorite persons. He died about 3 years ago. For this Easter season, I'm listening again to a book that he wrote. It's titled The Book of God. And is what Pastor Wongeren has done is he's taken the Bible and put it in the form of a novel. Faithful to scriptures, but with some fictional parts as well. I fast forwarded to today's story, and Wongeren tells us that the apostles are huddled together in the upper room on the day of the resurrection. The door was locked, the air was unpleasant, and the apostles were getting irritable. Thomas leaves to go out and buy some food and to get away from the tension. Simon Peter paces like a caged lion, and Matthew says that he's lost count of how many times Peter has traveled from east to west in this upper room. And they start to argue whether Jesus really rose from the dead that morning. And the arguing intensifies, and there's shouting. And there's name calling. After James calls Peter Stonehead and another Judas, Peter started to physically attack James. Then this happened. In Wongeren's own words, suddenly a beam of blinding white light split the room at its center. And there was the bright figure of a human. The figure was Jesus. And he said, "Peace be with you." This is what Jesus does. He brings peace to his disciples in times of fear and chaos. We also heard that he breathed on them. Breath. Have you ever had the wind knocked out of you? About 3 months before COVID hit, I got very sick. On the way to the doctor's office, I could hardly breathe. And the pain was so hard. I had the talk with Joe in case I didn't make it, mostly to tell her that I was sorry for the times I'd hurt her over the years. It turned out to be a respiratory virus. That was on a Thursday. I spent a night in the hospital and was breathing and preaching that Sunday. But worse than that time, I've had several times in my life when emotionally and spiritually I've had the wind knocked out of my soul. Much worse than that physical problem that day. This is the promise of the gospel, that Jesus enters into those times and gives us breath, the breath of God, the Holy Spirit. The apostles had to be amazed. The one whose breath was taken away by crucifixion just days before now breathed on them with divine breath, the breath of peace, the breath of forgiveness. I like the way Pastor Wongeren wrote that next part He has Jesus saying, here's my final beatitude. Blessed are those who have not seen, but who nevertheless believe. That's us. Blessed are we who believe. And we are called, just like those first disciples, on a mission to go out and make more disciples. We're blessed to bring the breath of God. We're blessed to bring the peace of God. We're blessed to bring the forgiveness of God out into the world, wherever we are. And the storyteller John tells us why. Why we do that. So that you may have life. What kind of life? Life with the breath of God within. Life with the peace of God. Life carrying with us the forgiveness of God. After we leave this upper room, what lies ahead for us is a world of trouble and a world of danger. But also, what lies ahead of us are great joys and fun and laughter. Whatever happens, Jesus will come to us in the danger or in the joy. Jesus will enter in and say, peace be with you. What lies ahead for us as we leave this upper room today is a darkened sun. And sometimes that sun will get dark like it did on the day of crucifixion, where death is so strong that the light goes away. But other times, the sun will be darkened by a wondrous cosmic phenomenon that will draw us to praise the Creator of the universe. Either way, the darkness comes. Jesus enters in and says, peace be with you. Sometimes we'll be afflicted with sickness. Other times we'll be afflicted with healing. In all those times, Jesus comes to us with a loving peace be with you. Sometimes in the days ahead, we'll experience the frustration, even pain, of difficult relationships. Other times we'll experience the joys of being together as family, as friends, as church family. In all these times, the struggles and the joys, Jesus enters in and says, peace be with you. Sometimes we'll turn on the news and we'll get frustrated by the evil in our world. And other times we'll hear a story that gives us hope in the goodness of people. In all those times, Jesus enters into our lives and says, peace, peace be with you. Sometimes we'll experience the death of a loved one. And sometimes the grief will be very intense. And other times, we'll experience the new life of a baby. Or as in this very place last evening, experiencing the joy of a baby being baptized in Christ. In all those times, times of grief and in times of new life, Jesus enters in and says, peace be with you. Whatever lies ahead for us, good or bad or somewhere in between, Jesus comes to us with a loving, healing peace be with you. This is the life. This is the life that the storyteller John is speaking about. He's telling us, believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, so that you may have life in him. And we can have that life. We can have that breath of God. We can have that forgiveness. We can have that peace now, right now, in this upper room. We can have that life, that breath, that peace, that forgiveness in all the days ahead of us. And we can have that breath of God, that forgiveness of God, that peace. We can have those for all eternity. Let us pray. Breathe deeply. Place in your mind now and pray about the difficult parts of your life, the dangers, the emotional darkness, frustrations in relationships, sickness, bad news, grief. And as you pray, feel the breath of Jesus come to you and hear his voice. Peace be with you. Place in your mind and pray about the wonderful parts of life, the joys, the fun, the laughter, the wonders of creation, even a total solar eclipse, the joys of relationships, healing, good news, birth, and baptism. And as you pray, feel the breath of Jesus upon you and hear his voice. Peace be with you. What Jesus said to his disciples of old, Jesus says to us right now and to our world today, peace be with you. Peace be with you. Peace be with you.